Thank you, Lucius. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here's the king.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I appreciate you playing that. Thank you to Greystone for being a part of that. You guys excited to get your airline trip stuff lined up for training camp?
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude.
It's a beautiful
thing.
Getting
ready for that? Everybody excited about
that? Just got to make sure we're there for the media party. It's really the next box to check.
As a guy that doesn't love to fly, what's exciting for you? Just that football is getting closer?
So, like, we know the dates.
Spencer McKenzie's. Fish burritos.
Mm. Yeah, the fish burritos for sure. I think the thing I'm excited about, Dawson, I like to go to practice. I like to watch, but this is going to be interesting for me this year because I'm going to really try not to be like
overly excited.
See that?
Yeah.
Can you see that? You see that? And I'm not going to be just totally. I'm going to report, and I'm excited that I get to go out there a little early, like we did last year. So that's kind of fun to be able to do that and
get our best guests on the show.
Best guests. I'll be your guys' best guest on the show.
Better come with the hard stuff.
Yeah, but I've also
have your fastball working.
Have a fastball. I love three live mics. I love all that stuff that we do out there. But I'm also
two live mics.
Well, yeah. Well,
oh, that's right.
It's two live.
We
mics.
Do. We do. We kind
we share.
Of pass
we figured
around the
it
mic.
Out over the
we
last 5 years. It's two live mics.
But I am excited. I was hearing some whispers that they might be working, doing a couple of these practices against teams. You know, they've done stuff in the past where it's only been one.
Saints is official. It's out there.
Saints out there official?
Yep. It was put out there. Nick Harris confirmed it. The Saints on their side, their beat writers were confirming it. So we not only get the Rams, but we get the Saints in Oxnard before they play their preseason finale.
Well, it sounds like then that the Cowboys, I think they're going home and home with the Rams.
Cowboys going to go to the Rams this year.
Yeah, because last year the
Saints
Rams
go to Oxnard.
Yeah. So,
but hey, I love this. I think that those are, they're even better than the preseason games, in my opinion, these joint practices.
Yeah, I think you could get a lot out of this. I think you get a lot out of these practices with other teams.
Real players play.
Yeah, and the fact that it's the, you know, the ones versus the ones and the twos versus twos, and you know, you kind of get that, you kind of see where you're really at. And I think last year, you know, we were here in town, but people who were covering the team were like, man, I don't know. Cowboys are kind of struggling a little bit here with this defensive line. Cowboys are struggling a little bit here with some coverage stuff. You know, and you're like going, I'll be okay. I'll be fine. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It wasn't okay. So you'll have really two opportunities. We'll see how good the Saints are. But to me, working against the Rams, that's good stuff.
It's a legit Super Bowl team.
And you watch McVay, you watch him and his crew go at it. They're out there trying to win practice.
Yeah.
You know, and you could get a lot watching your guys go up against that, and you're like, oh man, that didn't look too good. That was kind of rough. That was a rough series there.
Gave you a dose of reality last summer.
It did. Yeah. It did. And I think I'm going into this training camp with the attitude of, all right, I'm interested to see where guys line up. I'm interested to see how these coaches coach, and I'm interested to see if the players, in fact, can execute what these coaches are asking them to do.
You really can't tell how well they're doing until joint practice and preseason.
Joint practice. Yeah. And my hope is that they do a little bit more in preseason. My hope is that I guess we don't have to see Dak or Williams.
That would be it. I think everybody else needs to play.
But everybody else, yeah, line them up. Line them up and let them play. Let them get a couple of
especially
series
on defense.
Yeah.
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 Definitely on defense.
Tyler Smith. Maybe that would be another one. It's like, okay, that's fine.
How about Guyton?
Guyton needs to play. Steele needs to play.
Yeah.
BB needs to play. Booker needs to play.
This thing is, to me, they need to have a training camp where you kind of get a little bit of an idea with this. The joint practices, the preseason, feel a little bit better. I don't want to be, us breaking down week one and like, well, we really don't know about this.
Do you think the coaches meet and like talk to each other if they're friends about?
Oh no, they do.
Yeah,
that's
what's
the
hot.
Thing. Well, that's what they want. I mean, are you talking about like for the joint practices? Or?
Yeah, like are McVay and Shoddy going to get together
oh,
and
no,
talk
they
ball?
Are, yeah, they plan. Both staffs plan the practice with the other staff. Hmm. So they're like, hey, what would you like to see? Well, we need to see more of this. And so, yeah, you get the head coaches talk. They kind of it filters down to the coordinators, and then the coordinators talk to each other like, hey, listen, this is what we're working on. Can you kind of give us a little bit, or you know, when this and they break down the practices that way. So, but still, like I this is one of those training camps where I'm really, really excited to go to. But I think it's going to be the first training camp in a long time where I'm going to like, okay, you got to prove to me that you're actually doing stuff the right way.
Just going to be more measured.
Yeah, a little bit.
We need to take what we're seeing on the field. You know, Kyrie Elam last year.
Kyrie Elam did a great job. Well,
can he carry that over into the season? Yeah, Kyrie Elam was tremendous.
That's the MO of Kyrie Elam was that, always looks good in practice.
Yeah.
Can't play a damn worth in the games.
Noah Brown was kind of like that.
Well, Turpin was the MVP of the offense last year in training camp. Like, he was making plays left and right.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of evaporated.
But I'm excited. I'm excited to get to go out there.
I can't wait to watch Caleb Downs.
I really am. Have you guys, I was just, by the way, I was going to ask you this question. I had a guy comment to me, and I read comments. I'm a read a comment guy.
They'll ruin your day.
They'll try and ruin your day.
This on your YouTube page?
This is my YouTube page. And a guy just said, man, take that back. It was my Crown Global Media, my Twitter account that's not been hacked yet. And and a guy said, he goes, God, I can't wait till the season, the training camp starts. These subject matter you guys are bringing up, it's just ridiculous. I'm like, man, we're doing our job. Bro, we're doing our job.
He doesn't like your May content.
He doesn't like when we try and do June radio. He doesn't like June radio, you know, and then
hater.
Ultimately what happens is everybody lines up and it's like, nah, man, this is cool. These things make you think, you know, so the things we do, June radio is tough for us. Let's not act like it's a, you know, but you got to create content. It's our job, right?
I think it's where some of the most interesting conversations happen, Brian.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. I think anytime I walk around and think of questions all the time that I like to ask you guys. And you guys do a great job, I think, of answering them, too.
After the games, it's so toxic and angry.
Yeah.
It's emotionally exhausting to talk about the Cowboys during the season. In the offseason, hope's eternal. You have optimism.
Yep.
It's legitimate. They haven't failed yet to prove you wrong. It's actually a fun thought experiment.
I agree totally about that. All right. I was looking at Pro Football Focus the other day. And I guess looking at some content of guys that are still there working, it's unfortunate that some of our buddies are no longer working there.
They got two or three dudes there.
And by
now.
The way, too, Charles Robinson's a friend of the program at Yahoo.
Yeah. He should get scooped up pretty quick.
God, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
He's really good at what he does.
Charles Robinson, you want to talk about a guy that if he says something about Jerry Jones, you better believe him. And I'm saying this in all respect to Charles because – I can't tell you how many times I've asked Charles to do something at training camp. Hey, Charles, can I get some of your time? He goes, no, man, I got a one-on-one with Jerry.
Yeah, dude. He's plugged in.
This guy.
He's doing it for years.
If Charles Robinson is saying something about your football team, you probably should listen.
Well, he taught us to wear sunscreen out there at Oxnard.
No, he wears
we learned the hard way.
Cakes it on his nose.
He was right about it, man.
It seems like, did the Athletic replace Russini? Because it seems like they would just snatch him up, or NFL Network or ESPN. Like, one of the top three.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to start his own thing.
Yeah.
And maybe he should do that with all of the info he has.
Well, he has got so many people that he talks to. Like, you could talk to him about the NFL draft, and he's got it like, wired. Like afterwards you're going like, damn, I wish I would have talked to him sooner. You know, he had this pretty, he's like, well, no, think about it this way. And he's always got something to think about it. But yeah, Charles Robinson from Yahoo, buddy, man, he's down there in Houston. Okay. And so I hope he finds a way to get back on the horse and gets going. All right. I'd say this again, Pro Football Focus. Have you guys ever heard of unlucky and lucky quarterbacks?
Yeah, as it pertains to
like
the interceptions.
Did you read this?
Yes, I did.
When I was gone, did you do this?
No, I just saw it. I just saw it today.
Oh, did you?
Is this a turnover worthy play thing?
Yeah, yeah. They have like who the luckiest and unluckiest quarterbacks are, and a lot of this is based on turnover worthy throws.
Okay. Yeah, that's the good category that Pro Football Focus has conjured up, I don't know, sometime in the last 10 years
yeah.
to give you a feel for, okay, yeah, it wasn't an interception on that play, but it was a turnover-worthy play. So you could see a quarterback that has high level of turnover-worthy plays,
yeah.
but they didn't result in the turnover, but it still gives you a picture. This guy is consistently putting the ball in harm's way, and maybe he got lucky this season and he didn't get picked off a bunch. That's going to correct itself for the next year. It doesn't carry over.
Did you see who the luckiest quarterback was in the league?
For last season?
Yeah.
Stafford?
Stafford.
Yeah.
Who was your MVP?
Stafford.
Old Staffy.
How about that? Now, the luckiest quarterbacks last year in the NFL were Matthew Stafford, Cam Ward.
That's scary for the Titans.
Wow.
Jordan Love.
These are gunslingers.
Michael Penix. Jackson Dart. Baker Mayfield. Dak Prescott. And Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, these are some guys that are just going to fire it in there. They trust their arm.
Just for example, Dak Prescott had 17 throws that were considered turnover worthy.
Wow.
He had interception on 6 of those 17 throws. He had non-turnover-worthy interceptions. He had 4.
And so it was a good throw. DB just makes a hell of a play on those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or a receiver goes to the receiver's hand.
George Pickens.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Doinks off a shoulder.
Exactly. Yeah. But those were the 8 luckiest quarterbacks in the league. There was some time, I mean, we always kind of feel like with Dak, it's like, oh, is he unlucky? Or is that, you know, he's had some problems. But the most unlucky quarterbacks, I know, I'm sorry, I got about a minute here, or I'm almost out of time. But the most unlucky quarterbacks are Geno Smith, Brock Purdy, Justin Herbert, Joe Flacco, Bryce Young, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Sam Darnold are the most unlucky quarterbacks in the league.
Last year.
But all time, when you start to talk about all time quarterbacks, Matthew Stafford is number one for the most luckiest quarterbacks for the decade. Him, Ben Roethlisberger, and then Matthew Stafford again. So it's like
it's the 2024 season for Stafford.
And
the 24 and 25 season.
So, I wonder if that's because he throws it so hard. Like I saw a clip of Ebron and talking about how he broke 4 of his fingers.
Yeah.
And he's throwing it so damn hard, he's breaking his receivers and tight ends' fingers, and the DBs have no shot of catching it.
Yeah, his that what they call net luck. he's a plus 7.3. That was in 2024. And then he's in this past season, he's a plus 6.8 net luck. So if you're interested in those kinds of things, go and if you got the Pro Football Focus, go and check that out. It's some really fascinating stuff that they're talking about. Lucky and unlucky quarterbacks in the NFL.
Thank you, Brian. Two down, 2.5 to go. Football fix time. Well, Chuck, I need a fix. What do we got?
Let's do it. We got the latest on A.J. Brown, a surprise Harbaugh answer. And who is the most underrated Cowboy? That's next.